Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to visit with our good friend Joel Barker. Joel is one of my favorite people on the planet. He's the author of my favorite book in my life, Paradigms: The Business of Discovering the Future. That's got to be, mother folks, it's my top 3 to 5 books that turned my life around. And this one is very important. And Joel is the author of that book and the film that goes with it. As I've said before, he's one of the top futurists of our time. And our good friend Joel, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you for those compliments. That's quite a statement because you read a lot.
Well, I do, and I want to thank you for that. And I know you've made a difference to a lot of people with a lot of your work, but especially the Paradigms work that you've done. Hey, Joel, folks, Joel is a futurist, and he brings us foresight. And when it's in his foresight, as we now know after 12 years, his foresight turns into reality eventually. We've had a number of things like 3D printing and graphene and a number of other things that he told us about when they were just a gleam in somebody's eye that now has become commercial. One of those things that we're tracking, that you're tracking right now, is something that's very exciting to me, and that's next generation nuclear. That's really seems to me like a, well, why didn't they think about this before, right?
Well, you know, what's interesting is they have. And the Tennessee U.S. Research Facility, what's it, something Ridge?
Oak Ridge. Yeah, that's where the atomic bombs were built.
That's right. They actually built this kind of reactor in the 50s and ran it for about 4 years. No problems, worked perfectly. But the problem was it wasn't producing weapons-grade plutonium,
right,
which we needed for our nuclear weapons. And so we went with the water, you know, the high-pressure water reactors, the Westinghouse and the GE, and which, you know, did their job. But they had to be very careful with them because if the water left, you had a problem. And then we had Three Mile Island, which was somewhat that way, and we had Fukushima, which was really that way.
Fukushima was a classic example of what happens when the water goes away.
Exactly. When it boils away,
the secret
with the new generation is they're using molten salts instead of water, and its boiling point is 2,000 degrees, not 212 degrees.
Wow.
So these molten salt reactors automatically shut themselves down if they're not working right. So they have a built-in safety factor, which they literally can't run unless certain conditions are there. And if you leave them alone, overheating changes the conditions so they won't react.
So basically,
so this is a big deal.
The cooling medium basically is almost indestructible.
Exactly. Within the framework of what we know about how much heat and what happens with nuclear reactions,
and as long as you keep it contained, it has to be contained. If the containment were to fail, that might be another story.
One of the things they said was the containment is much less necessary because of the structure.
Right.
So it's everything is smaller. Everything is safer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is cheaper.
So could this? Are they thinking that this not only is a safer way to produce nuclear power, but also a smaller footprint?
Smaller footprints, and you can modularize. In fact, Jim, what they want to do is they want to build most of the elements in a factory with Six Sigma quality.
Wow!
So that you have, you know, high levels of production quality, and then you basically assemble the pieces on site, but you don't build the pieces on site, which is what we're doing right now.
Right.
And it costs too much to do that. Just costs too much.
Mm-hmm.
These new reactors, when they scope them out for cost per kilowatt hour, it's about the same price as a gas power plant.
Wow. And so will this come on? Will they be able to get this online in a reasonable time? See, that's the problem with nuclear currently, is it's just taking too long to get it online and to get it approved.
If you use the same criteria that you use for water-based reactors, it won't happen. But that's because water-based reactors are so dangerous.
Right.
What they're going to ask for and hopefully get from our energy agency is a new set of criteria.
A new paradigm toward regulating nuclear.
Well, it's certainly a new paradigm in terms of heat, you know, using salts instead of water.
Yep.
What's interesting is Terrestrial Energy is the company that's leading the pack right now. They got their approval already in Canada.
Wow.
So they will be building their prototype reactor, not in the United States, but in Canada, because Canada understands and has a simpler system.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. We got to take a quick break and come back with a couple more things that are going to be coming at you from the future. Thanks to Joel Barr.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.